This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
I want to just kind of recap. Last week we had talked a little bit about a situation that happened in the news that points out that if you're going to leave in a domestic violence situation, you need to do it secretly. You don't want to threaten to leave because, you know, domestic violence is all about control, and that's the most dangerous time for a woman is when
yeah.
she's leaving.
And you need to call an agency like ours, and we can help coach you through that, the best way to leave, and make a plan to avoid violence.
That's right. And kind of shifting gears a little bit, one of the things that we try to do with all of the clients that come into our shelters is help them to start a new life. And I know at Safe Place, and I'm sure you do the same thing, we try to help people with getting apartments or housing, paying deposits.
And we do.
We help them with food during the year. If they need help with food, they can come back to our shelter, and we'll help them that way. And one of the things that we try to do is help the little guys get started back to school.
Yeah, and it's that time of the year, unfortunately. August is getting ready to kick in, and school will start back. And the children, through no fault of their own, in domestic violence situations, wind up at shelters with their moms. Their moms are dealing with the crises, And the children are still supposed to be going to school and acting as normal as possible. So we're asking for both of our shelters, if you would think about school supplies, book bags, back-to-school clothes, if you'd like to sponsor a child or children. It certainly would be nice for them to have new clothes starting back to school.
Every year in Mitchell County, since I've been there at least, we've had churches and individuals sponsor, and they bring school supplies, and we keep them together and get book bags for the kids and that sort of thing. And anybody who's been a victim of domestic violence can come back with their children and help themselves with those supplies and get started for school.
Yeah. And there's some other things that we don't always think about when we think about going to school. The public school system is not free. There's fees involved as far as going on field trips, and especially when kids get into high school, they want a high school ring or they want a prom dress. So those are things to think about. And our shelters don't have the money necessarily to spend on those incidentals. So think of those things throughout the year.
That's right. And if you really want to do something worthwhile, you could sponsor a child and kind of be a mentor for that child, because, you know, in this area we have a big problem with kids dropping out of school.
We do.
The ones that we see at the shelter oftentimes their parents have dropped out of school, and it's kind of a generational thing. If you see your parents have dropped out of school, then you're more likely to drop out of school. And so, you know, if you're inclined to do that sort of thing, it'd be a good opportunity for you to get involved with a family and help some kids out that way.
Exactly. That's a great idea.
And so if you want to sponsor a kid, or if you just want to help out by buying some school supplies, almost any school supplies will be appreciated. We need things like notebooks, book packs. What else? Crayons, pencils.
And they also want children to bring boxes of tissue the first week of school. They want you to bring Clorox wipes, all kinds of things that we never really thought of when we were in school. And that helps the teacher not have to spend the teacher's money.
That's right.
And often they do. They have to reach into their own wallets and pay for those supplies. So if you know what your kid needs going back to school, if you think of our kids, that'd be great.
And if you just give us a call, we'll give you some phone numbers here at the end of the program. You can give us a call, we'll give you some instructions and arrange to either pick them up or have you drop them off at our office locations. Also want to point out that both of us are involved with our school programs. I talked last week a little bit about how Safe Place is going to be involved with the Mitchell County high schools and some of the grade schools, and you have similar programs
as
well.
We had touch base with the Project SOAR coordinator for Mountain Heritage High School before school let out in the spring, and I'm to get back in touch with him in the fall, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to all ninth graders about domestic violence and safe dates and that type of thing.
So look forward to those, and encourage your kids to attend those programs. And let's give them some phone numbers. In Mitchell County, we have a 24-hour hotline at 765-4044, 765-4044.
And the Yancey County hotline is 682-0056.
And we'll thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.